This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I'm not going anywhere. And you can make all your requests for me to resign over my dead body. Will that happen? I will fight this thing till the very end to make this state better. And the question that I think they need to decide is when did the guy in the White House resign? When does he take accountability for what he did? Because it isn't going to happen here in terms of us shying away from making the state better.
Oh, there's tough Tim Walz up there in Minneapolis. You know, we found out yesterday he's not going to run for re-election, basically because his political career is over. As I said, he'll probably write a book. But let's get the inside story on a lot of this that's happened in the last couple of weeks up in Minnesota. Liz Collin back with us, investigative journalist with Alpha News. She did the great documentary. I always recommend it, The Fall of Minneapolis. Liz, welcome back. How are you this afternoon? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Mark. I'm doing well. No shortage of material. How are you,
sir? No kidding. I'm fine. Before we get to Tim Walz and all that, let's talk about the Somali stuff. And, you know, Nick Shirley busts out and Chris Rufo does this stuff. But I know that Liz Collin has been reporting on a lot of this stuff for several years up there in Minneapolis, right?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. It's been a part of the news for about a decade, I would say. And we've had a couple high-profile cases, but we've certainly been plugging away at it. At Alpha News, but it's not so much the reporting has changed, but I think the reaction has, yeah. Which is a good thing. We're seeing the feds move in fast and furious here.
So is it a story that was ignored by, for example, the Star Tribune? Were they unwilling to dig deeper on some of these things that have been revealed?
Yeah, they're, I would say, among the worst newspaper in the country. Obviously,
I have a
personal bias, but yeah, I see it really every day. Yeah, they're already trying to just move along, and there's nothing to see here, no fraud issue at all. But I'll just take it back to 10 years. It was the daycare fraud that was kind of some whistleblowers came forward back then, and there was some reporting on that. So this is, same thing, fake daycares being invoiced millions of dollars are also photographed essentially from the airport going overseas. A couple of Somali guys were flying millions of dollars weekly out of MSP. Well, I'm aware that many people were put on, consider this task force back then, and they would present these cases to prosecutors, and they never wanted to go ahead and charge anyone. So this task force and everything just sort of disappeared, just went away. Well, then we had the largest COVID scheme in the country perpetuated in Minnesota with this Feeding Our Future case. 78 people were indicted as part of that case, and that would have been around, you know, the 2020, 21, 22, that time frame. And that investigation actually is still ongoing to this day. But then we now have autism centers, we have medical care, we have different medical vans, transport that's out there. We have still the daycare issue, but basically any social service program in Minnesota, they've figured out how to exploit at this point. And so much of this is all just baked into our legislation in Minnesota. For a long time, we've been known as a welfare state. The nice people of Minnesota will take care of you through Lutheran Social Services or Catholic Charities or you name it. But this stuff is just so out in the open and flagrant and has been for such a long time. So I think so many of us as taxpayers in Minnesota are so thankful that the feds are actually looking at this. We have 2,000 HSI investigators in town now, and they've sort of flooded the zone here to find answers. And certainly Governor Wall's not taking it well.
No, he's not.
With his unhinged rants, he seems to be going on these last couple days.
Liz, how do you respond? You know, one of the things that is part of the narrative, certainly on the legacy media side, and maybe this is a legitimate question. Look, we have a really big, thriving Bosnian community here in St. Louis that's important to our economy. So you know that all these Somalians end up in Minnesota. Not everyone is a bad person, right? There are people that are doing some bad things. So when the legacy media says, look, and Tim Walz is saying this, look, you're painting all these people as you know, bad people who are breaking law, that's not true. How do you respond to that?
Oh yeah, I mean, it's like with anything, with painting with a broad brush, right? But you know, in this case, we'll just go by what has been charged so far since 2022. The numbers are, it's been nearly 90 people who have been charged. That's actually charged with some of these schemes and scams, and it's a $9 billion fraud they're talking about.
That's
now. $9
billion. That number, which is staggering.
Yeah. Wow. And 90% of them are of Somali descent.
Yeah.
Of the those charged.
Like, what's the coverage been like in the past couple of weeks, for example, on local television? How are they treating this up there?
Well, actually, it's almost comical. So you have the Nick Shirley video. It's funny because we were out on December 15th. We were sort of working on some autism-related fraud stories. We were out on, it was a Monday, and then I guess Nick Shirley was out on the Tuesday. We didn't see him around or anything, but that's also how this goes. There's, mm-hmm. there's literally hundreds of these places to check out that we've been doing for the last couple of years, doing these stories here and there. And his obviously received a whole heck of a lot more attention, which is just fine. But I said I need to start wearing a hoodie, and I wish I was 20 years younger. You know,
I know. It's about it's about timing, right? I mean, sometimes it's a timing thing, and that thing just took off, and it's good that it's being exposed. Now, on the Tim Walz front, so what's the reality of the politics up there? Is Klobuchar pretty much got it as the likely successor? Is he being run out because of this? Is it a situation where he might not have run again? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, we were surprised even he was running in September, to be honest. He has so much baggage. And, you know, to go back to your media question, the media is pretty bad here, but they were forced to report a lot of the stories that we frankly had reported on years earlier. When he was picked as the VP, the national media picked up the stuff, and then it kind of forced the local media to report. And that's kind of, I think, what's happened with this fraud thing. It's like the, you know, the spotlight is so glaring, but the media here is trying to just tamp it down that this is an issue. Or, oh, we went to the daycares that Nick Shirley did, and there's people there. So Nick Shirley's lying. You know, that's how this is portrayed here. But it does seem that there was some, we'd been hearing these rumblings for months now that it was going to be Klobuchar that was going to run for governor because Tim Walz just could not win. He was struggling raising money, I know, in the state. And so that's always a big problem.
Yeah,
We'd see him on the campaign trail out of state when he's running for governor of Minnesota, which really made no sense. He's not popular here. Even his home district where he represented in Congress did not vote for him. With the Kamala Walz ticket. So that says a lot, I think, a place where he lived for 20 years in Minnesota. They turned against him. But it does seem that I'm not sure after the speech or whatever happened today with him, if he's trying to burn every possible bridge.
Seems like it. I have
Democrats
some of the audio.
And Republicans. Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. Exactly. I'm going to play some audio when I let you go here. So that's awesome. Well, listen, we always love your contributions. And I can't tell you, I think I've told you this before, but, you know, when we didn't get you on, I don't think, on the George Floyd anniversary because you were busy. But I tell people all the time, and a lot of people take the advice, they say, just watch the first 15, 20 minutes of the fall of Minneapolis and tell me that you learned things that were never shared with you by by the legacy media and ask yourself why that is, right? Because the whole movie's great, but even in the first 15, 20 minutes, you get a sense of how much reporting and journalistic malpractice existed during that period 5 years ago.
Yeah, and I think that I appreciate the support now as you guys having me on, but I think that the blinders really have come off with Tim Walz, and he's a huge part of that story. Our Attorney General Keith Ellison. It's going to be interesting to see if anybody is held accountable over this fraud, or frankly, anything else in Minnesota, which I know many people would like to see as well.
I would just say this as a continuous Christmas gift.
Maybe you like cooking, maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
To St. Louis. Keep the stories coming, Liz. We love the content down here in St. Louis. I appreciate it. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thanks, Mark.
All right, take care. Let me play a little of Tim Walz goes up there, and he didn't take any questions, by the way.
Of course not. The buck,
though, stops with him.
The buck stops with me on this, and that is absolutely true, but I want to be very clear on this, too. If the buck stops with me on when there's problems, it stops with me on successes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, does he not understand what that means?
He's very proud that they brought all these Somalis into the community who refuse to assimilate and are ripping people off.
This is a decision that I make and make with my family. And certainly, I think, as I said, it's the right decision. I'll note, I think it's appropriate we're here today. The war that's being waged against Minnesota, you're seeing it. We have a ridiculous surge of apparently 2,000 people not coordinating with us that are for a show of the cameras.
So that was today where he, did this Buck Stops Here news conference and kind of shouted a little bit. I played the bite before the interview with Liz, where he said he would not resign. Now, yesterday, he didn't take questions either.
I'm passing on this race with zero sadness and zero regret. I'm proud of the way we treat our neighbors. I'm proud of the way that we welcome people to this state. No one's taking this away from us. Not the fraudsters. Certainly not this president.
Well, I think the fraudsters are kind of taken away. I mean, if you thought you were going to have a legacy in Minnesota, and now, a lot of the folks in Minnesota that aren't Democrats, let's face it, there's still a lot of people who voted for President Trump, even though it's a Democrat state. They were certainly onto you to begin with, but now it sounds like everyone's onto you. And how what Liz said there at the end of the interview is very important, because will there be, now that this has all been exposed, will there be any accountability from government officials? Now, listen to this one. This isn't $9 billion, but I had missed this one. It was kind of trending today on Twitter. It happened before Christmas where this was revealed. But this is another story where people should know about it. There should be reporting. So the feds in Boston recently charged two store owners in connection with a $7 million SNAP fraud and benefits trafficking scheme. Remember, all the SNAP benefits were at play when we were talking about the government shutdown. So what happened here is you had two guys. I don't know if it was a father and son or not, but one of the dudes was 74. The other guy was 21. And they just had two little small neighboring variety stores in what's called the Mattapan neighborhood. It's called the Jezula Variety Store and Saul Mashi Mix Store. And they had no inventory whatsoever, but they recorded monthly SNAP redemptions that far exceeded those of a full-service supermarket. So, again, these are like little convenience stores. Sometimes they exceeded $500,000 per month compared to a supermarket. It's like, think about Schnucks, $82,000. But these little stores kept, you know, sending in the SNAP benefits, getting cashed, and then they would also sell alcohol and donate food packages meant for starving children overseas in exchange for benefits. So this was a pretty big scam. They've indicted those two guys, and I think, you know, they're going to probably spend the rest of their lives in prison. But think of that, Stu. That's just two dudes in Boston, yes. $7 million. Multiply that how many times over all across the country.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.